This is Radio Superior 1943, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from 1943. This is a true story of our past, so step back with us to another time and hear this recreation of radio as it may have sounded in 1943. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College and the Martin and McKenna Show.
This is radio station KUWS, broadcasting from studios in Superior, Wisconsin. It's 6 o'clock, standard wartime, Saturday, May 8th, 1943. The Martin and McKenna Show is on the air. This is Jack McKenna reminding you that a slip of the lip can sink a ship. Stand by. Lou Martin has the latest shortwave radio war reports in the Pacific, Europe, and here at home. And everything you wanted to know about the Dionne quintuplets arrival in Superior today. The news is sponsored by Peters and Van Hove Grocery. Juicy Florida oranges for 33 cents a dozen at Peters and Van Hove Grocery. Congratulating Butler Shipyards for tomorrow's launching of 5 ships. And sends greetings to the Dionne family in their visit to Superior. Now, Lou Martin, and good evening, sir.
Good evening, Jack, and good listeners. The Dionne quintuplets are in the city. Plans are complete for the gigantic launching of 5 ships tomorrow. We'll have all the news about that coming up. But first, we have the makings of a great victory in North Africa. After more than 2 years of fighting, it appears that Germany's on the run and forced to withdraw. We begin our World Shortwave Radio Roundup with correspondent Roger Green in North Africa.
North Africa calling. Tunisia here. This is United Foreign Service correspondent Roger Green with Allied Forces in Bizerte. Battle-shocked Axis troops are fleeing to the hills of the 50-mile-long Cap Bon Peninsula and to the shores of the Mediterranean Sea south of Bizerte. Victorious Allied armies are firmly in possession of Tunis and Bizerte. Just 6 months to the day of the November landing in North Africa, the Allied Expeditionary Force has pushed the Africa Corps from French Morocco to the edge of the sea. The Americans and British are setting the stage for an invasion of Hitler's European fortress. The Nazi naval stronghold of Bizerte fell at 4:15 in the afternoon, that's 11:15 Central Wartime this morning. An hour earlier, British Lieutenant General K.A.N. Anderson's First Army stormed into the capital city of Tunis. The Tommies advanced 23 miles in 36 hours of bitter resistance to bring about the collapse of German forces in Tunis. A bulletin from General Dwight D. Eisenhower's headquarters also says French forces captured Pont du Fas, 35 miles southwest of Tunis, at the area of what's now being called the Axis Coffin Corner. A great number of prisoners have been taken in this lightning sweep into Tunis and Bizerte. General Eisenhower's dispatch says a majority of the captives were suffering from nerve shock from the Allied bombardment. General Eisenhower says he is delighted with the fall of Tunis and Bizerte, but says the fight will go on as long as there is one German soldier threatening North African soil. Reporting from newly liberated Bizerte, this is Roger Green calling Moscow. Come in, Eddie Gilmore.
This is Soviet Russia. Eddie Gilmore reporting from Moscow. A violent battle is reported a few miles from the Black Sea port of Novorossiysk. Germans are rushing reserves, tanks, and motorized artillery in an attempt to halt the Red Army advance to Novorossiysk. In spite of the stiffening Nazi resistance, Soviet forces have separated Romanian and German forces in their spearhead to the sea. A German communique broadcast on Berlin radio says the Russians were repulsed after hand-to-hand combat. This is Eddie Gilmore calling the Pacific Theater. Come in, Australia.
This is the South Pacific, Allied headquarters in Australia here. Correspondent General Barragan speaking. May is fast becoming the month of bombs raining death on Japanese bases in the mountain country of Dutch New Guinea. Daring daylight raids of General George C. Kenney's bombers must fly such a distance that they go beyond the range of fighter escort planes. The latest blow was struck yesterday by Australian-piloted Catalina, dropping their payload of destruction against Babbo, 700 miles north of Darwin. Fires could be seen 70 miles away after the raid on the Babbo airdrome. Babbo is one of the many Japanese island bases that dot the Arafura Sea off Australia. Signaling the possibility that this could be a softening up action for another Allied invasion now that Guadalcanal has been secured. In addition, flying fortresses and liberators bombed the New Guinea port of Mandang on the northern coast. With the Allied forces at General MacArthur's headquarters in Australia, this is correspondent Daryl Berrigan reporting.
A superior man is among the casualties reported in the North African campaign. Corporal John Jerome's brother, Andrew, received the telegram today. The War Department says that Corporal Jerome was slightly wounded in action. Corporal Jerome is in the field artillery. He enlisted in 1941 and was assigned to Northern Ireland until last December, when his unit was transferred to the battle action in North Africa. The Barnes Duluth shipyard launched the first ship of the year in the Twin Ports. The Tarentum splashed into the cold May waters of West Duluth, and Barnes Duluth Shipyard President George Jett said the shakedown cruise went off without incident. Barnes Duluth is building 12 tankers for the U.S. Maritime Commission and the Standard Oil Company. They expect to launch a ship a week over the next 12 weeks. Barnes Duluth employs 2,000 men. Peters and Van Hove standard board time is 6:05. Now Jack McKenna with a word from our sponsor.
And that sponsor, Lou, is Peters and Van Hove at 2225 East 5th Street in East End, Superior. Listen to these bargains. Strawberries a pint, 25 cents. Grapefruit, 4 for 22 cents. Herring, fresh caught, 25 cents a pound. And trout, oh boy, my mouth is watering. Fresh caught trout, whole, a pound, just 42 cents. Eggs, we all have to have eggs. Large, ungrated, fresh from the farm, a dozen, 39 cents. Cookies, 19 cents per pound, plain and raisin crunch. I could go on and on. Maybe I should. Well, I haven't got the time, folks, but I'll conclude with one here. Chop suey sauce. 4-ounce bottle, just 13 cents. You see how it goes? You can get a lot of bargains for your family's food larder from Peters and Van Hove at 2225 East 5th in East End, Superior. Lou.
The Dionne Quintuplets are here. Those five words sum up what will be thousands of words written by scribes from the four corners of the globe who are in Superior to cover the Quint's launching of five ships tomorrow. The Quint's arrived at 7:30 this morning aboard the train, the Glenn Elijah. KUWS reporter Mike Simonson was on hand.
I've never seen anything like it, Lou, and I know the Quints haven't either. Wearing bright red coats, the five girls mashed their noses against the windows of the Glen Elijah, hoping to get a peek at the five ships they'll be christening at the Walter Butler shipyards tomorrow. It should be noted that the Quints are here with their parents and other brothers and sisters, Rose, Pauline, Daniel, and Victor. Teresa, Oliva, and Ernest remained at home in Callander, Ontario, to mind the farm. Guarding the Quints from overzealous throngs are U.S. Marines from the Great Lakes Naval Station, the Wisconsin State Guardsmen, and the famous Royal Canadian Mounted Police. The Dionne Quintuplets are not here as a curiosity, though. They have traveled to the head of the Great Lakes to strike a blow for freedom and against enemies of their homeland and ours. They will swing bottles of Niagara Falls water with all the force their young arms can muster, christening ships that will be sent to Britain under Lend-Lease and used in supply convoys. Annette, Cecile, Emily, Marie, and Yvonne speak French, but they've begun learning English. The 8-year-olds are expected to sing 3 songs in English at tomorrow's event. It's hard to say who will be more excited with the Quint's arrival, the girls or the people of Superior. I'll just say that Superior's matching five of a kind with a full house. And we'll leave it at that, Lou.
That's quite a poker game. Thanks, Mike. The first ship will be launched at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. The girls will go alphabetical order, christening each vessel. So Annette will be first. The program itself will begin at 1 o'clock tomorrow when the Superior Catholic Diocese Bishop William Patrick O'Connor gives the invocation. The first ship will be the Watson Ferris, followed in 45-minute intervals by the Gurdon Gates, Bailey Foster, Moses Gay, and the Asa Eldridge. Originally, the ships were going to be named after each of the girls, but the U.S. Maritime Commission already had ordered names for each vessel when the keel was laid. Now, sailors will tell you that it's bad luck to change the name of the ships once the keel has been laid. Many distinguished guests have already arrived here. Wisconsin Governor Walter Goodland and Governor Edward Thine of Minnesota, U.S. Senator Alexander Wiley of Wisconsin, Senator Robert La Follette is unable to attend. 10th District Congressman Alvin Okonski will be here, as will State Senator Melvin Laird of Marshfield and James Carroll of Glidden. Of course, many dignitaries from our neighbors to the north are here. Mayor Garfield Anderson of Fort William and Charles Cox of Port Arthur, Ontario, and several Canadian admirals and naval officials will be on hand, Jack.
Well, how come you're not on the list of dignitaries, Lou? I've always thought you have as much dignity as anyone.
Well, now, that's the kind of respect that newsmen deserve but seldom get. Especially around here. Thank you, Jack.
I know I don't say you're the best newsman in the room for nothing. I know there's more to come about the Quince in tonight's special. But let's get to that important forecast for tomorrow's launching. The U.S. Weather Bureau forecast for this May 8th, 1943, says it's going to be continued unseasonably chilly. In fact, we could get frost tonight, Lou, and only reach the upper 40s tomorrow. We'll get those boats launched, friends, and you'll be able to hear it right here on the radio if you can't make it in person. Let's kick things off with Glenn Miller and his Allied Expeditionary Band. This is the new version of In the Mood on the Martin and McKenna Show on Station KUWS. How about that for getting us in the mood for this historic weekend in Superior? That was Glenn Miller and his Allied Expeditionary Band. Lou, You have more about the Quince Day tomorrow.
The Dionne family will begin their day tomorrow with a Mass at Bishop O'Connor's residence. Community editor Harriet Feirig is with us. Hello, Harriet.
It's such a historic moment, Lewis. People will remember this visit for as long as they live. Did you see the Superior Evening Telegram today?
I'll try to see what they have after I've done my news.
It's more than 60 pages long. Pictures and stories about the Dionne girls. Goodness, people are gobbling them up as soon as they're put on the newsstands. Some are sending them to servicemen and women.
We'll be carrying the launching live on the air tomorrow. Newspapers can't do that now, can they?
Oh, I'm sorry, Lewis. Of course, our news is the best. Just that the Telegram has pictures and stuff. You know you're my favorite newsman, Lewis.
No, for crying out loud. I've already told him he's dignified.
It's just that I have plenty of work to do each day to put the news on the air. And we've got some good stuff, too.
Yes, you do, Lewis. Very interesting items. Whenever your news is on, I tell people to hush so I can hear it. Are you better now?
It's just that people think that all I do is read the news and that it comes out of thin air. I haven't been getting much sleep getting ready for the big weekend, so I guess I'm a little bit touchy.
This is going to be the weirdest newscast I've ever heard.
Jack, Lewis has feelings, too.
Oh, that's fine. I just want to know if this is the never-ending newscast.
Aren't we, Mr. Impatience? The Dionnes will begin their day with Mass at the bishop's home. As devout Catholics, they are bound to attend services every Sunday. Along with Bishop O'Connor, the head chaplain of the Canadian Navy will attend Mass in recognition that the Dionnes are in the premier Catholic family of the British Empire. It's interesting that the St. Louis Catholic Church at 7th and Weeks Avenue had hoped to host the Quince for Mass. Father S.A. Gerard invited the Dionnes since his church is the only one in Superior where they speak French. Known to many locally as the French Church, it was started in the 1890s by French-Canadian settlers in Superior. Many well-known Superior families descend from those early pioneers, including the Berthiaumes and Archambaults. There will be two more special guests at tomorrow's launching. Miss Teresa Thibodeau of Ashland will sing a song written especially for the quintuplets by John Chappell, the editor of the Ashland Daily Press. It's called A Ship for Annette and A Ship for Marie.
What happened to the others? Did they suddenly become twins?
I'm almost finished, Jack. And finally, little Sue Howard will give Miss Dionne a bouquet of flowers from the Superior Girl Scouts as a Mother's Day present. Sue Howard is the daughter of Mr. and Mrs. John Howard of Catland Avenue. She's a Brownie Scout. The Quints themselves are members of the Canadian Scouting Organization called Girl Guides.
Very interesting. Thank you, Harriet. Now, Jack, it's your turn.
Apparently, I've somehow annoyed the two of you. Little old me, a Boy Scout from way back. Well, anyway, thanks, Lou and Harriet. That's Lou Martin, the best newsman the Telegram never hired. Hey, let's keep going with this big celebration with more music. Here's a big favorite from Vaughn Monroe and the Moon Men, and Red Roses for a Blue Lady on the Martin and McKenna Show on Station KUWS.
I want some red.
Thank you. And if they do the trick, I'll hurry back to pick your best white orchid for her wedding gown. She'll be so lovely on her wedding day.
Indeed, indeed, Vaughn Monroe. You know, he was trained classically, Lou. For your enjoyment, good listeners and visitors to the Head of the Lakes, that's Vaughn Monroe and his Moon Men, and Red Roses for a Blue Lady on station KUWS. Well, just about everything is about the Quints this weekend. Burger Hardware and Furniture welcome the Quintuplets. We're very proud to have you in Superior, folks. Huo's at 1418 Tower Avenue also welcome the Quints and hope your stay is a good one. Vogue Bootery says, side by side, Canada and the United States, united, our two countries stand, each with a common cause. We stand by our fighting men of the Allied Nations. We're proud of the friendship between our two countries. You know, friends, the worst of times can bring out the best in all of us, can't it? On with the swinging sounds of Saturday night. Let's enjoy a brand new number from Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five. This is the G.I. Jive on the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS.
PFC, the CPL, the SGT, the LT, CP, the OD, the MP makes you do cappy. It's a G.I. Jive, man alive. It starts with a bugler blowing reveille over your bed when you arrive. Hey, Jack, that's a G.I. Jive. Rudely toot, jump in your suit, make a salute, arrivoot, after you wash and dress, more or less, you go get your breakfast from a beautiful little cafe they call the Mess. Hey, Jack, when you convalesce, out of your seat, into the street, make with your feet. Or read, if you're a PVT, your duty is to salute the L-I-E-U-T. But if you brush the L-I-E-U-T, the MP makes you can't be on the QT. It's just a G.I. Jive, man alive. They give you a private tank that features a little device called Fluid Drive. Hey, Jack, after you revive, chunk all your junk back in your trunk, fall on your bunk, clunk. Features a little device called Fluid Drive. Hey, Jack, after you revive, chunk all your junk back in your trunk, fall on your bunk, clunk. If you're PFC and you fail to salute the LT, the MP makes you can't be on the QT. Then you go to sleep before you count to five. But when you wake up in the morning, you'll have to do the G.I. Jive.
Hey yourself, Louie. We've just enjoyed the swinging sounds of Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five, and one that's sure to be a big hit in 1943. The G.I. Jive on the Martin and McKenna Show. Boy, I tell you, Lou, everything is about the Dionne Quintuplets tonight.
The Telegram even has a story about the first cavity for the Quints. That's going a bit far.
Well, hang on. I'm about to top that. Hey, folks, do you know how the Quintuplets relieve the coughing of a chest cold? Why, they use Musterol. At the first sign of a cold, they rub Musterol on their chests, throats, and backs. Musterol breaks up congestion and makes breathing easier. Doctors and nurses call it a counter-irritant. Since Mustarol is used on the Quince, you can jolly well be sure it's the best cold remedy anywhere. And it comes in three strengths. Children's mild, regular, and extra strength for stubborn cases. You can find Mustarol at People's Drug and Mather's Drug.
The Quint cavity story has officially been topped.
What are you going to do, Lou?
Well, I'm looking forward to tomorrow's broadcast at the Butler Shipyards.
Do you think we'll get to meet the Quints?
Well, probably not, but you'll get to see them. I know Engineer Joe is hard at work making sure our link-up is set. He's pretty nervous about big crowds and everything.
Well, I think he's most afraid of lots of people trying to get on our radio platform. It does look a little rickety.
Rickety, you say?
Joe, I thought you were still at the shipyard.
Well, obviously. I didn't see you driving any nails or hauling lumber to make the platform that you and Lou and Harriet will be standing on. You've got the nerve to call it rickety. It's got a limited capacity, is all.
How limited are we talking about here, Joe?
We want to cover the news, not make the news.
It'll be just fine for the four of us and my equipment. You'd better keep those hangers-on buddies of yours off, though. I don't want any draft board guys or realtors climbing up. If that happens, we'll be launched into the bay before those boats.
No draft board chairman. Check.
No George G. Newtons. Check.
Good, then. Now, people just don't appreciate their engineer. Okie dokie. I'm off to change a light bulb on top of the radio tower. We'll be seeing you tomorrow.
How high is that tower these days?
A couple of hundred feet. And it's the dag-nab bulb on the very top.
Isn't that always the way it goes?
Yeah, you got that right, brother.
Night, Joe.
KUWS engineer Joe Gardonio. I can't figure out how a person can climb that high just to change a light bulb.
I can't figure out how a guy with the last name of Gardonio is Swedish.
Norwegian, I think.
Same thing.
Not if you're Norwegian or Swedish.
On with the music, friends. Here's a nice one from 1942, a sentimental favorite last year. Harry James and his orchestra, the vocals by Helen Forrest and That Soldier of Mine, on the Martin and McKenna Show on the station KUWS.
Thank you.
The always enjoyable music of the Harry James Orchestra, featuring Helen Forrest and That Soldier of Mine on station KUWS. Well, that's it, Lou. Get some sleep tonight, folks, because tomorrow's going to be a day Superior will be the focus of the world.
A truly historic day.
I see Joe's already at the top of the tower. The light's on now.
Well, I was watching. The bulb wasn't burned out after all. He just jiggled it, and it went on.
I've always thought of Joe as a loose bulb kind of guy. Well, folks, we'll be back tomorrow, same place on your radio dial, the good Lord willing, and Joe makes it down the tower safely. For Lou Martin, then, this is Jack McKenna, reminding you that war bonds mean freedom. And good night.
You have been listening to Radio Superior 1943, a weekly production presented by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Foreign correspondent Daryl Berrigan is played by Paul Guggenheimer. Other performances by Don Hansen, Don Mason. All events reported on Radio Superior 1943 are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Join us next week at this time for more Radio Superior 1943. This is your announcer, Tony Jasmine, speaking. Good night.